Hanum ho yevorvo yevorvuin serpo. Amen. In today's gospel reading, we hear the story or the parable of the unjust judge. And in this parable, Christ tells us of a judge who does not fear God nor respect man. And he does whatever he wants. And there's a widow who comes to him asking that her rights be defended. Constantly she comes to him and he keeps refusing her and saying, "No, I will not do this. Go away from me." But every day this woman comes and pleads that her rights be defended. Years probably go by until finally he gets so tired of this woman coming to him and demanding justice that finally he says, "Just to be free from her, just so I don't have to hear her voice anymore, I will do what she wants, so I can be comforted and quiet in my life." And he does this. And Christ goes on to say that if this man, this judge, who does not fear God nor respect man, does this for this widow, how much more will God, who loves us and listens to his loved ones, help us and listen to our prayers? And so Christ encourages us not to lose hope, but to constantly pray and approach God with our requests, because he will give us what we ask for. The parable in today's gospel focuses on prayer and the importance of prayer in our life. But one of the most important parts of praying is patience, is being patient. And it's not something many of us are good with, because the society we live in today teaches us the opposite. Everything has to happen now. I need it this moment. I can't wait. We do this lots of times with our phones and our computers and our TVs. If they don't turn on the way we want immediately, we're going to get mad. There's an issue with it. There's something wrong with this thing. Right? Somebody doesn't answer us in a text message or an email or a phone call. What are they doing? Why aren't they writing to us now? Why aren't they responding? We get very upset. But if we want to understand patience, or to be more precise, understand prayer and God, we need to be patient like the widow in the parable today. She probably got upset at times, but she didn't give up, and she kept going and going and going and going. If we pray without patience, we become frustrated and disappointed, and our prayers seem to be fruitless and useless. Although in today's society, we also have lots of sayings that deal with patience, and we try to teach our children patience, though we may not be. We say anything good is worth waiting for. Good things come to those who wait. And the most important one, patience is a virtue. We say all these things, but I think we don't truly understand what patience is. In English, the word patience comes from the old Latin word, which means to suffer, to deal with, to endure. This is why we have people who are sick in hospitals are referred to as patients, right? The same word, to be patient and to be a patient is the same thing. You're suffering from something, whether it be a disease or having to wait for something to happen, you're suffering. But in Armenian, the word is hamperutyun, hamperel, to wait, to have patience, hamperel. And it comes from two Armenian words, ham, which means flavor or taste, and perel, which means to bring. That is to say, in Armenian, when you are patient, you are bringing flavor to the situation. It is going to be more delicious in the end. If you have it right at this moment, it won't be good, right? You need to wait for this thing to be better. It's only natural that Armenians always think about food, and the word for patience is related to food, because we love to eat and we love to give food to people. Every home I've been to, they try to feed me. This is why I wear a black robe outside of church, so you don't see my belly. But we as Armenians and as Christians need to remember that even though We ask for something from God. It does not mean it's going to be given at that moment. It takes time. Just like chorobots, barbecue, right? When we make a when we do barbecue, you do not put it in the microwave to make. No self-respecting Texan would do that. But rather, what do? We marinate it. We let it sit, maybe for hours, maybe even for a day or two. Then we put it on the stove, on the grill. And it's not a fixed thing, a quick thing. We let it grill for hours. Sometimes we smoke it. Right? We smoke it. And that can take a day or two. We smoke it, we get it ready, we make it beautiful. And then once we take it out, what do? We put it in lavash, right? And we fold it up. It's still not ready. We let the juices go into the bread, and we wait for a little bit more so it's a little cooler. And then finally we eat it. This is what patience does. There's a story of a little boy who was impatient, and he wanted to eat because he was hungry. And so his mother was making, or his father was making chorobots, and his mom was preparing it. And so he was so hungry, what does he do? He takes some of the meat that is not cooked and eats it. Of course, it wasn't delicious, but he ate it anyway. And we do this too, I know. When you come home and you're hungry, what do you eat? You go for snacks. You can't wait for dinner to be ready, so you start to munch. I see all of you moving your eyes around. I know you do this, because I do this too. We go into the pantry and we start to eat things that we shouldn't be eating, but we do it anyway. So this little boy, he eats it, and then his stomach starts to hurt. He starts to feel bad, and he gets really sick. And his mother's trying to ask, why? What happened? What did you do to yourself? And he told her what he did. He ate the meat that he wasn't supposed to eat, because he was impatient. And so what ends up happening is she explains to him, if you do that, you're going to get sick. But if you wait just a little and you have patience, right, hamperutun, you're going to bring flavor to it and it will be tasting better than when you had it now. The same thing happens to us. We want things right now and we're not willing to wait for it. Whether it be with our jobs, our relationships, our families, whether it be for a car or for money, or whether it be for an illness, we try to push our way. We try to push our way and make our will be done, right? We pray, thy will be done, not my will be done. Thy will be done. And we push our will. And what happens? It usually messes up. It usually becomes worse than it should have been. I think all of us can say that there was a time in our lives when we prayed for something and we didn't get it immediately. But God answered our prayers weeks, months, maybe even years later. And finally, when it was answered, we can say that it was better than had it been answered when we wanted it in the beginning. Because at that time, we weren't ready for it. We weren't ready for it. And God is preparing the situation for us, the environment for us, so that we can enjoy our gifts. We can enjoy that which God gives us. So my prayer is, because Lent is ending in 2 weeks, and we have one more week until, or two more weeks until Lent ends, and then we have Holy Week, I ask that the next time you pray for something, okay, the next thing you pray for something, do not worry about how immediately you will receive it. Do not worry about when you will receive it. Christ has already said, whatever you pray in my name, I will give it to you. I will give it. Pray as if, he actually says, pray as if you have already received it. That's how quick you're going. That's how sure I am that I'm going to give it to you. But it does not mean it's going to happen overnight. But it will be given. So the next time you pray, pray as if it has already been given to you. Think about being patient and participating in this grand scheme, this grand plan that God has prepared for all of us. Do not think you're being punished, because we sometimes do this. Do not think you're being punished because you have not had your prayers answered. But rather remember that he is preparing something for you. He's preparing a gift for you. Right? Gifts are not just thrown at you. Good gifts are prepared in boxes. They're wrapped. And they're given on special occasions. And God is the same way. He is preparing that gift for you. He is wrapping it, and he is holding it until the moment you need it, and then he will give it to you. I pray that we remember this patience, and that as we pray in patience, we will be given flavor to our lives and to our faith. Amen.